Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
The New Hampshire Radio Theater presents Scary Stories, an old-fashioned radio show of fright and fun. The cast of Scary Stories includes Maureen Egan, Sean Sullivan, Joe Bedrisky, Paul Belfay, Kevin Flynn, and Bonnie McCann. The show also features the voice talents of Judy Curry, Ron Byron, and Grant Bossy. The cast is under the direction of Kevin Flynn. Sound patterns by Judy Curry and Kevin Flynn. Dirk Naden is the engineer. I'm Joe Bedrisky, your announcer. Scary Stories was digitally transcribed in front of a live audience at the American Stage Festival in Nashua. Now close your eyes and open your minds to the largest stage in the world, the theater of your imagination, as the New Hampshire Radio Theater presents Scary Stories. Our second feature is the classic tale from Lucille Fletcher. Here is Sorry, Wrong Number.
I've been dialing Murray Hill 30093 for the last three quarters of an hour, and the line's always busy. Oh, but I don't see how it could be busy for that long. Would you please try it for me?
I'll try it for you. One moment, please.
I don't see how it could be busy all this time. It's my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I'm all alone here in the house, and oh, my health is very poor. I've been feeling nervous all day.
Ringing Murray Hill 30093.
Hello?
Hello. Is Mr. Stevenson there?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, George?
Yeah, this is George speaking.
Hello, who is this? What number am I calling, please?
George, I'm here in the office with our client.
Oh, good. Is everything okay? I mean, is the coast clear for tonight?
Yes, George. He says the coast is clear for tonight.
Okay, okay. I'm okay.
Where are you now?
I'm in a phone booth. Don't worry. Everything's okay.
Okay. Now you know the address.
Yeah. I know the address. Let's see. At 11 o'clock, the private patrolman goes around the bar to Second Avenue for a beer.
That's right. 11 o'clock. And make sure all the lights downstairs are out. There should only be one light visible from the street.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, okay.
What's that? Just a minute, George. Oh, our client tells me that at 11:15, a subway train crosses the bridge. It makes a nice noise. In case her window's open and she should scream.
Hello? What number is this? Please?
Okay. I understand. Now, that's 11:15, the train.
Yeah. Now, do you remember everything else, George?
Yeah. We gotta make this quick. Come on. A little blood as possible, because our client does not wish to make her suffer long.
That's right. And you'll use a knife?
Yeah. A knife will do. It'll be okay. And afterwards, I'll remove the rings and the bracelets and the jewelry and the bureau drawer, because our client wishes it to look like a simple robbery. Don't worry, everything is okay, you know?
How awful! How awful! How unspeakably awful! Oh dear.
Your call, please.
Operator, I've just been caught off.
I'm sorry, madam. What number were you calling?
It was supposed to be Marie Hill 30093, but it wasn't. Some wires must have crossed. I was cut into a wrong number, and I heard the most dreadful thing. A murder. Oh, operator, you simply have to retrace that call at once.
I'm sorry, madam. I don't understand.
I know. I had no business listening, but those men, they were cold-blooded fiends, and they were going to murder somebody, some poor innocent woman who's all alone in a house near a bridge. We've got to stop them. We've got to stop them.
What number were you calling, madam?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It was a wrong number. You dialed it, and we've got to figure out what it was immediately.
Madam?
Oh, why must you be so stupid? Look, it was obviously a case of some little slip of the finger. I told you to try Murray Hill 30093 for me. You dialed it, but your finger slipped, and I was connected with some other number, and I could hear them, but they couldn't hear me. Oh, now I simply fail to see why you couldn't make that same mistake again on purpose. Why couldn't you try to dial Murray Hill 30093 in the same sort of careless
Murray
manner that...
Murray Hill 30093. I'll try it for you again, madam.
Thank you.
The line is busy, madam.
Oh, operator, operator.
Yes, madam.
You didn't try to get that number wrong at all. I asked you explicitly, and all you did was dial it correctly. And now I want you to trace that call. It's my civic duty. It's your civic duty to trace that call and apprehend these dangerous killers. And if you won't, why then I will have no
I'll
other
I'll connect you with the chief operator.
This is the chief operator.
Oh, chief operator, I want you to trace a call, a telephone call, immediately. I don't know where it came from or who was making it, but it's absolutely necessary that be tracked down right now, because it's about a murder. Oh, yes, it is. A terrible, cold-blooded murder of a poor, innocent woman tonight at 11:15.
I see.
Can you trace it for me? Can you track down these men?
Well, that depends, madam.
It depends? It depends on what?
It depends on whether the call is still going on. If the live call, well, then we can trace it on the equipment. But if it's been disconnected, we can't.
Disconnected?
You know, if the parties have stopped talking to each other.
Well, of course the parties have stopped talking to each other by now. This was at least 5 minutes ago. And they didn't sound like the type that would make a long phone call.
Well, I can try tracking it. What is your name, madam?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Stevenson. But listen...
And your telephone number?
+42295, but if you go on wasting all this time...
And what is the reason you're wanting this call to be traced?
My reason? Oh, no reason. I merely felt very strongly that something ought to be done about this. Because these men are killers. They're dangerous. They're going to murder this woman at 11:15 tonight. I thought the police ought to know.
Have you told the police?
No. But in the meantime, what I thought, what I could do...
Mrs. Stevenson, I seriously doubt whether we can make this check for you or trace this call simply on your say-so as a private individual. We'll have to have something more official.
Oh, for heaven's sake! You mean to tell me I can't report a murder with getting tied up in all this red tape? Simply idiotic. All right, I'll call the police. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Your call, please.
The police department, please.
Ringing the police department.
Police station, precinct 43, not me speak.
Police department. This is Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Smythe Stevenson of 53 North Sutton Place. I'm calling to report a murder. I mean, the murder hasn't actually been committed yet. I overheard plans for it on the telephone, on a wrong number that the operator gave me. I've been trying to trace down the call myself, but everyone is just so stupid. Oh, I guess in the end you are the only ones who can do anything.
Yes, Mom.
It was perfectly, definitely murder. I mean, I heard these plans distinctly. Two men were talking, and they're going to murder some woman at 11:15 tonight. She lives in a house near a bridge. Are you listening to me?
Yes, ma'am.
And there was a private patrolman on the street, and he was going around the corner for a beer on 2nd Avenue, and there was some third man, a client who was paying to have this poor woman murdered when they were going to take her rings and bracelets and use a knife. Oh, yes, it's unnerved me dreadfully, and I'm not at all very well.
I see. When was this all happening, Mom?
About 8 minutes ago. Oh, then you can do something. You do understand.
And what was your name, Mom?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Stevenson.
And your address?
53 North Sutton Place. Well, that's near a bridge, the Queensborough Bridge, you know, and... Well, we do have a private patrolman on our street, and, well, 2nd Avenue is...
And what was the number you were you're calling, Mom?
Murray Hill 30093, but that's not the number I overheard. Murray Hill 30093 is my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I was trying to reach him, to ask him to come home, you see, and I'm an invalid, you know, and it's the maid's night off, and I hate to be alone, even though he says I'd be perfectly safe as long as I had the telephone right beside my bed.
Well... We'll look into it, Mrs. Stevenson, and see if we can check it with the telephone company.
Oh, no. But the telephone company said we couldn't check the call if the parties had stopped talking. I've already taken care of that.
Oh, you have?
Oh, personally, I think you ought to do something far more immediate and drastic than just check a call. What good does checking a call do if they've stopped talking? Oh, by the time you track it down, they've already committed the murder.
Ah, well, we'll take care of it, lady. Don't worry.
I'd say the whole thing calls for search. An immediate and thorough search of the whole city. I live near a bridge and I am not far from 2nd Avenue, and I know for one I would feel a hell lot better if you'd send a radio car to this neighborhood at once.
And what makes you think the murder's going to be committed in your neighborhood, ma'am?
Oh, I don't know. It's just the coincidence is so... Oh, it's so horrible. 2nd Avenue... The policeman and the bridge.
Well, you know, 2nd Avenue is a very long street, Mom. Do you know how many bridges there are in the city of New York alone? Not to mention Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, and the Bronx. And how do you know there's not some little house on Staten Island or some little 2nd Avenue flat you never heard about? And how do you know they were even talking about New York at all?
Oh, but I heard the call on the New York dialing system.
Well, how do you know it wasn't a long-distance call you overheard? Telephones are funny things, ma'am. Look, lady, why don't you look at it this way? Suppose you hadn't broken in on the phone call. Suppose you had gotten your husband the way you always do. Would this murder have made any difference to you then?
I suppose not, but it's so inhumane. It's cold-blooded.
Well, you know, a lot of murders are committed every day in this city, Mom. And if we could do something to stop them, we would. But a clue of this kind is so vague, it's much use to us as no clue at all.
Oh, but surely there's something...
Well, unless you have some reason, thinking this call is a phony, or maybe somebody's planning to murder you.
Me? Oh, no. I hardly think so. I mean, why should anybody? I'm alone all day and night. I see nobody but my maid Eloise, and... Oh, she's a big 200-pounder. She's too lazy to bring up my breakfast tray. And, oh, the only other person I see is my husband, Albert. And he's crazy about me. He adores me, waits on me hand and foot. Oh, he's scarcely left my side since I took ill 12 years ago.
Well, then, there's nothing for you to worry about. And now, if you just leave the rest of this to us.
Oh, but what will you do? It's so late. It's nearly 11 now.
We'll take care of it, lady.
Will you broadcast it all over the city? And will you warn your radio cars to watch out, especially in suspicious neighborhoods like mine?
Lady, I said we'd take care of it. Now, I got a couple of other matters here on my desk that require immediate attention. So if you'd please hang up.
Oh, idiot. Now, why did I do that? Oh, now he'll think I am a fool. Oh, why doesn't El come home? Why doesn't he come home? Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Your call, please.
Oh, operator, for heaven's sake. Will you ring that Murray Hill 30093 number again? I can't think what's keeping him so long.
I'll try it for you, madam. That line is busy.
Oh, I can hear it. You don't have to tell me. I know it's busy. If only I could get out of this bed for a little while. If only I could get a breath of fresh air. I could just lean out of the window and look at the street. Hello? Hello, Albert? Hello? 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 Oh, what's the matter with this phone? Hello? 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 Oh, for heaven's sake, who is it? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Your call, please.
Oh, hello, operator. I don't know what's wrong with this phone tonight, but it's absolutely driving me crazy. I've never seen such inefficient, miserable service in all my life. Oh, now I'm an invalid, you know, and I'm very nervous, and I'm not supposed to be annoyed, but if this keeps on much longer...
What seems to be the trouble, madam?
Oh, everything is wrong. The whole world can be murder for all you people care, and now my phone just... keeps ringing.
Yes, madam.
Ringing and ringing and ringing every 5 seconds or so, and when I pick it up, there's nobody there.
I am sorry, madam. I'll test it for you.
I don't want you to test it for me. I want you to put that call through, whatever it was, at once.
I'm afraid that's not possible, madam.
Not possible? Why, may I ask?
The system is automatic, madam. If someone is trying to dial your number, there's no way to check whether the call is coming through the system or not, unless the person who's trying to reach you complains to his particular operator.
Well, of all the stupid... And meanwhile, I've got to sit here in my bed every time the phone rings suffering. Imagine everything that's going on.
I will try to check it for you, madam.
Check it. Check it. Is that all anybody can do? Oh, I'm going out of my mind with all you people. Hello? Hello? Stop ringing, do you hear? Answer me. Who is this? Do you realize you're driving me crazy? Who's calling me? What are you doing this for? Stop it now, I say, stop it! Hello? Hello? If you don't stop ringing, I'm going to call the police. Do you hear me? The police. Oh, if only I would come home. Oh, let it ring. Let it ring. Let it go on ringing. It's a trick of some kind and I won't answer it. I won't. Even if it goes on ringing all night, I won't. They stop ringing all of a sudden. What time is it? 5 to 11. Oh, they've decided something. They're sure I'm home. They've heard my voice answer them just now, and that's why they've been ringing me. That's why no one's answered me. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. Your call, please.
Oh, give me the police department, please.
Ringing the police department. The line is busy.
That's impossible. The police department can't be busy. There must be another line available.
The line is busy. Shall I ring them for you later?
No, I've got to speak with them now or it may be too late. You've got to get someone for me.
What number do you wish to speak to, madam?
Oh, I don't know. There must be someone out there besides the police to protect people. A detective agency or something.
You'll find all detective agencies listed in the classified directory, madam.
But I don't have a classified. I mean, I'm too nervous to look it up. Oh, I don't know.
Then I'll give you information. Perhaps they will help you.
No! You're being spiteful now, aren't you? You don't care. You don't care for me. You don't care what happens to me. I could die and you wouldn't care. Oh! Oh, stop it! Stop it! I can't stand it anymore! Hello? What do you want? Stop ringing, I tell you! Stop it!
Hello? Is this Plaza 42293?
Yes. This is Plaza 42293. 293?
This is Western Union. Oh. I have a telegram here for Mrs. Elbert Stevenson. Oh. Is there anyone there to receive the message?
I am Mrs. Stevenson. I'm so sorry.
The telegram is as follows. Mrs. Elbert Stevenson, 53, North Sutton Plaza, New York, New York. Darling, terribly sorry. Tried to catch you for last hour, but line busy. Leaving for Boston 11 p.m. tonight on urgent business. Back tomorrow afternoon. Be happy. Love, signed, Elbert. That's all, ma'am. Do you wish us to deliver a copy of the message?
No. No, no, thank you.
Very well, madam. Good night.
Good night. No. I don't believe it. He couldn't be doing this to me. Not when he knows I'm all alone. It's a trick. Elbert knows it's some kind of fiendish trick. Oh, please. No.
Your call, please.
Mary Hill 3-0093.
You may dial that number direct, madam.
Find the time by dialing Meridian 7-2182.
For heaven's sake, I've no time to be dialing. Please.
Oh, here it is. The number of Henchley Hospital is Butterfield 70105, madam.
Butterfield 70105.
Hospital. Good evening.
Nurse at registry, please.
Who was it you wish to speak to, please?
I want the nurse at registry at once. I want a trained nurse. I want to hire her immediately for the night.
I see. And what is the nature of the case, madam?
Nurse, I'm very nervous. Please, I need soothing. I need some companionship. You see, my husband is away and I'm alone.
Have you been recommended to us by any doctor in particular?
No, but I don't really see why all this explaining is necessary. I want a trained nurse. I was a patient in your hospital 2 years ago, you see, and after all, I do expect to pay for this person for attending.
We quite understand that, but madam, these are our busy times, you know. Registered nurses are scarce just now, and we've been instructed to send people out only in cases when the physician in charge feels that it's absolutely necessary.
It is absolutely necessary. I'm a sick woman. I'm very upset. I'm alone in a house, and I'm an invalid, and you see, I've had this phone conversation which upset me dreadfully. In fact, if someone doesn't come at once, I'm afraid I'll go out of my mind.
I see. I'll speak to Miss Phillips when she comes in. What was your name, madam?
Miss Phillips. And what time do you expect her in?
I really don't know, madam. She went out to supper at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? But it's not 11 o'clock yet. Oh, no, my clock has stopped. I thought it was running down. Oh, no. What time is it?
Just 15 minutes past 11.
What was that?
What was what, madam?
That clicking noise just now on my phone. It's as if someone has lifted the receiver off on the extension downstairs.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it, madam. Now about this issue.
I did. There's someone in this house. And there's someone downstairs in the kitchen. I'm listening to them right now. Oh, no. I won't pick it up. I won't let them hear me. I'll be quiet and they'll think that I... Oh, no, but if I don't call someone else... Well, then downstairs, there'll be no time.
Oh, no. Your call, please.
Operator, I'm in desperate trouble. Can you help me, please?
I'm sorry. I cannot hear you, madam. Please speak louder.
I don't dare. Can you hear me now?
No, madam.
Oh, but you've got to hear me, please. You've got to help me. There's someone in this house. There's someone who's going to murder me. And if you don't get me in touch with the police, please. Please. Oh, no. There it is. He just put down the extension phone. No, he's coming up. He's coming up the stairs. Get me the police department, please.
One moment, please.
No, please hurry, please. Please. No. No. No, what are you doing here, please? No, I didn't do anything. No, please don't do anything to me. Don't.
Precinct 43, Police Department, this is Duffy speaking. Police Department, this is Sergeant Duffy speaking.
Police Department? I'm sorry. I must have got the wrong number. Don't worry. Everything's okay.
The New Hampshire Radio Theater has been proud to present Scary Stories, an old-fashioned show of fright and fun. Thank you for joining us on the largest stage in the world, the theater of your imagination. This is New Hampshire Radio Theater. Good night.